Good morning, everybody. Thanks very much for coming. 3 points from the OHR this morning. The first concerns the Council of Ministers and the necessity of it taking action by Thursday in respect of the establishment of a police directorate. The COM must establish the directorate for the implementation of the EC-approved plan for police reform by the deadline which they themselves set, and that's the end of the year, the 31st of December. This deadline has been approved by the BIH Parliaments and by the European Commission. In order for the requisite personnel to be appointed in time for the end of the year deadline, the Council of Ministers must adopt the decision establishing the directorate acceptable to the EC and the US, who are monitoring this process, no later than this Thursday. The decision to establish the directorate is only the first step in setting it up. And as things stand, the BIH authorities are in danger of missing their first deadline. And again, I would stress that they set this deadline themselves. And it's a deadline that was then approved by the European Commission. And if they were to miss the deadline, that would clearly send a very negative signal in view of the fact that implementing police reform is a clear stabilisation and association agreement requirement. Second point from OHR concerns the remarks which the High Representative will make this evening when he attends the opening of a photo exhibition being organised by UNHCR. The exhibition, which is entitled After the War Was Over, features photographs on the theme of refugee return over the last 10 years. Among the points which the High Representative is likely to make is the fact that impediments to refugee return now are less political and administrative and are principally economic. The real barrier to return is the failure to create jobs in return areas. He's likely to emphasise, and I quote, that every reform that makes it easier to start a new company in Bosnia and Herzegovina, or makes it easier to attract investment, or makes it easier to create new jobs, enhances the ability of the remaining refugees and DPs to return to their homes. Final point from OHR this morning concerns the event which I think many of you are going to go to directly from OHR, and that's the formal handover of authority from Major General Leakey to Major General Chiarini. The High Representative has commended General Leakey for taking the bold steps that have been necessary in order to establish EUFOR as a credible force in Bosnia and Herzegovina capable of maintaining a safe and secure environment. Not only has EUFOR taken over the tasks that were previously carried out by SFOR, it has actually expanded those tasks, creating for itself a key role in the fight against organised crime and in assisting the BIH authorities in their efforts to address the festering scandal of the continued liberty of PIFWIKs in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And that's it from OHR. I shall pass you over to the ever-capable hands of OSCE.
Thank you. Dobar dan. Jedna izjava od OSCE za danas. Ujedinjeni narodi su 10. decembra 1948. usvojili opću deklaraciju o ljudskim pravima koja proklamira slobodu i prava svih ljudi. Od tad se datum usvajanja ovog dokumenta u svijetu obilježava kao dan ljudskih prava. Kako bi obilježila ovaj dan, misija OSCE-a je pokrenula dosta aktivnosti koje se održavaju širom zemlje. Ambasador Douglas Davidson, šef misije OSCE-a u Bosni i Hercegovini, danas je u posjeti Mostaru, gdje će u organizaciji Nansen Dialog centra sa učenicima mostarskih srednjih škola kao i sa studentima mostarskih univerziteta učestvovati u debati o ljudskim pravima. Početkom novembra OSCE je za srednjoškolce širom Bosne i Hercegovine organizirao takmičenje za najbolji literarni rad na temu ljudskih prava. Primljen je znatan broj radova iz svih dijelova zemlje. Ambasador Davidson, Vildana Selimbegović, glavna urednica magazina Dani, Mirsad Kebo, ministar za ljudska prava i izbjeglice BiH i Srđan Dizdarević, predsjednik Helsinškog komiteta u BiH, sastaće se ove sedmice kako bi od prispjelih radova izabrali najbolji literarni rad, to jest odredili pobjednika. A u petak 9. decembra bit će održana i konferencija za medije na kojoj će biti objavljena imena pobjednika. Također bit će ovo prilika da se oda priznanje slijeđenju duha i principa opće deklaracije o ljudskim pravima, kao što su poštivanje, jednakost, tolerancija i različitost. Pored toga, OSC u suradnji sa BHT1 podržao 15 TV emisija serijala pod nazivom Imam pravo na, koji će se izričito baviti pitanjima ljudskih prava. Prvi serijal bit će emitiran ove subote na Dan ljudskih prava. I to je sve od mene za danas. Hvala.
Dobar dan svima iz Međunarodnog krivičnog suda za bivšu Jugoslaviju. I mi imamo danas jedno saopštenje. Sutra ujutro u 8 sati, pretresno vijeće 1 Međunarodnog suda će izreći presudu u predmetu Miroslava Brala. Bralo je 19. jula ove godine priznao krivicu za zločine počinjene u općini Vitez od aprila do jula 1993. godine, između ostaloga u selima Ahmići, Nadioci i Kratine. On se izjasnio krivim po 8 tačaka optužnice koje ga terete za progone, ubistvo, mučenje, silovanje, protivpravno zatočenje civila i nehumano postupanje. Pripremili smo za vas CD-romove na kojima se nalaze sljedeći dokumenti iz ovog predmeta. Sporazum o izjašnjavanju o krivici, činjenična osnova u prilogu sporazuma, izmijenjena optužnica i onda nekoliko dokumenta koji postoje samo na engleskom. To su podnesak optužbe o odmjeravanju kazne, javna verzija podneska odbrane o odmjeravanju kazne i podnesak odbrane sa dodatnim materijalima u vezi sa odmjeravanjem kazne. Podnesci optužbe i odbrane o odmjeravanju kazne sadrže izjave svjedoka, između ostaloga. Podnesak odbrane također sadrži ručno pisanu izjavu Miroslava Brala pod naslovom Moje izvinjenje. I podnesak odbrane sa dodatnim materijalima za odmjeravanje kazne sadrži informacije o nedavnom razvoju događaja u traženju, odnosno pronalaženju ostataka žrtava zločina koje je Miroslav Brano počinio. Tužilaštvo je tražilo da se Brali izrekne zatvorska kazna u trajanju od 25 godina, dok odbrana nije predložila nikakvu konkretnu dužinu kazne. Ja vas pozivam da na internet stranici tribunala pratite direktan prijenos izricanja presude. Nakon toga ćemo također uslijediti saopštenje za javnost. Hvala na pažnji.
Dobar dan. There are no specific statements from you four. However, I hope to see as many of you as possible at the change of command ceremony this afternoon. A bus will be leaving from OHR on completion of this press conference. Thank you.
Do we have any questions?
Kevin, what is with the 28 million KM that the indirect taxation authority owns to debts to the RS government?
Well, as you know, this is an issue that has emerged from the governing board of the ITA. The governing board has the three finance ministers as members, and it is the appropriate place for this issue to be resolved. And it's important that it's resolved there and resolved quickly, so that there is no uncertainty ahead of the introduction of VAT on the 1st of January. That's our position. Any more questions? Okay, thanks very much.